From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The regular session of the 90th General Assembly came to a close Wednesday. Much is at an end, but much looms ahead. Legislators from all corners of the state descended on the Capitol one more time to formally end the regular session, adjourning sine die. As was the case in 2013, some legislators found themselves the subject of a friendly ribbing. Representative John Eubanks held the dais this year.
Representative Collins always has a couple of good ideas. His next bill is going to be guns on Capitol grounds, so we thought that we would get the speaker a firearm and an active shooter class.
At the end of his roast of lawmakers, Eubanks presented House Speaker Jeremy Gillum with a gift. The previous speaker received a pair of luxury cowboy boots. Not so for Speaker Gillum.
Happy Meals are one of his favorite things.
While members exhibited a sense of camaraderie on the floor, much remains up in the air as lawmakers head home. Speaking after adjournment, Gillum said the possibility of a special session looms.
I think there's a possibility sometime over the summer, depending on timetables of different task force and committees that are being worked on.
The speaker from White County says looking at yet-to-be-made recommendations from a newly formed task force on health care and Medicaid expansion, which covers about 250,000 low-income Arkansans, is among a multitude of lingering issues.
You know, I know right now we're kind of looking at one with when the healthcare task force is done, but there may be some other things that come up that we need to deal with, and if so, we'll handle those accordingly.
The scope of another action from this session is still in the air as well. A law banning city and county governments from enacting certain local anti-discrimination ordinances is yet to go into effect, but is generating some backlash. The city of Little Rock moved forward this week with an ordinance adding some protections based on gender identity and sexual orientation. Gillum declined to say whether that move is an affront to the legislature's intent curtailing local control.
To be honest with you, I've not read all of what each municipality is doing, and so I don't think that it would necessarily be proper at this time for me to weigh in on that.
And in the Senate, a last-day rule change was made to allow for the position of Senate President pro tem to be filled by the same person for consecutive sessions. Senate President Jonathan Dismang, another Republican in leadership from White County, said he hasn't made his mind up yet if he'll seek re-election for that post. Much is left on the plate before January's fiscal session with a block of interim committee and task force meetings in the offing, but for now, there's a brief respite.
And with that, seeing no other announcements or questions, this caucus of the House of Representatives will be adjourned. Have a good week.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.